Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 355. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading.
The first reading this morning is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this time the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each of them heard them speaking in native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, Ham and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we heard them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and all your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portents in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smokiness. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This morning's psalm is Psalm 104. O Lord, how manifold are your words.
In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
God knows the great and wide sea with its living things, too many to number.
Creatures both small and great.
There move the ships, and there is the Leviathan,
which you have made with the sport of it.
All of them look to you
to give them their food in due season.
You give it to them, they gather it.
You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
You hide your face, and they are terrified.
You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created.
And so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
May the Lord rejoice in all his works.
He looks at the earth and it trembles.
He touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please him.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in late 20s until now. And not only in creation, but we ourselves, who have first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we are saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify. You have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Pentecost. So this whole week I've been wondering, how often does God speak to you directly? How often do you hear Jesus whispering to you? How is it that you hear God or hear the word of God in your life? Or have you experienced the nudging, poking, dragging of the Holy Spirit in your life? I think about the many transitions that I've faced in my life and the many times that I've either prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and sought help about it, or the many times that I have stubbornly and willfully just made the decision on my own. And I think about, how do we hear the word of God, and how do we discern what's right? And I think about, it was many, many years ago that I was working with a lot of people that were not in the church on discernment. And this one young man came to me and he said, "I'm trying to decide if it's time for me to adopt and start a family, or should I serve another year or two in the Peace Corps?" Both of them worthy choices. And he was trying to discern where God was calling him now. I think about this other man who was an executive at a large pharmaceutical company, very wealthy, very self-assured, very gifted. And he said, "I'm not sure if I should continue in this work and donate what I can to the nonprofit organizations that are so meaningful to me, or do I take an early retirement and offer my gifts and wisdom to those same organizations?" Again, both worthy choices, but where was God calling him? And how do we hear that? How do we make those decisions? And we say, okay, we don't have those huge life decisions. Maybe some of us do, but we have day-to-day decisions. Like, do I travel now or do I wait a little longer? Or how do I use the resources, however large or however small, that God has given me? How is God calling me to the resources that I have? And do we do it thoughtfully, prayerfully, with discernment, or do we do it just, you know, make a decision willfully or selfishly? Last week I talked about Jesus gave his farewell prayer for his disciples. And it's the only time in the Gospels that we hear Jesus pray for the disciples. And he was interceding on their behalf with the Father. And he started out by saying, you have all the knowledge that I have. The Father gave it to me, I gave it to you. You now have that knowledge. And then he said, Father, protect them. Protect them from the evil one. Protect them because they are in this world, but not of this world. And we know all the temptations and distractions. We know ourselves. Protect them, Lord. Sanctify them, Lord. Make them holy. Set them apart. Be with them, Lord, because I am going to be rejected, and they too will be rejected. So be with them, Lord. And then he sent us as he had been sent. He sent us out into the world to do the work that he had done. And the next day he was sentenced to death, crucified, rose again, and had been with the disciples for 40 days. And for 40 days he was trying to teach them those last minute things that they needed to know, empowering them, helping them. But then the ascension came. And as he was ascending into heaven, the angel of the Lord was standing there and said to the disciples of the gathered crowd, what are you doing staring up at him? He told you to go and wait. Wait for the Holy Spirit. Now I know those times in my life when I know I should wait for the Holy Spirit. I often say, how long? How long do I have to wait? Who do I need to help me with this discernment? Should I just go ahead and trust that I know the right thing to do? And as the disciples were saying, how long do we wait? And what do you suppose this spirit is? And what are we supposed to do with it? And where do we go from here? And should we start making plans for next week? And suddenly, from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind and filled the entire place where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire was among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in languages other than their own as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. And as they heard in their own language, they were filled with amazement and bewilderment. And they said, how is this possible? How is it possible we come from 15 different nations and we hear these people from Galilee speaking in our tongues? We hear clearly what is being said. Peter then tries to explain. He speaks that the prophets were told this. The prophet said, I will pour out my spirit upon them, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will have visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And as we know in the Old Testament, throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, and in the New Testament, the very early stories that we hear about Joseph having dreams and visions and prophecy, are the way that God speaks to us. The way that God speaks clearly to each one of us. And Peter was saying that prophecy has been fulfilled. We have now been filled with the Holy Spirit. We now have the ability to prophesy according to the gifts that we have been given. We now have dreams and visions of the kingdom of God that the Spirit has given us. We hear it in Romans. The whole creation has been groaning with labor pains. And I imagine just Mother Earth and the Milky Way and the galaxies and the universe just groaning with labor pains, waiting for this new creation to happen, for this Spirit of God to fill all of creation with the truth, with knowledge, with love, with the Spirit, so that we can get to work. And it continues in Romans, so that we ourselves who have received the first fruits of the Spirit now groan inwardly as we wait for adoption. As we come to know that we are children of God. As we come to know that we have been given the gifts of the Spirit. As we come to live in hope and faith and not those things that we can taste and touch and see and smell and hear, but those things of heaven, those things of God, those visions, those dreams of what the world can be. And what we hear today on the day of Pentecost is this is it. We are now here. We have received the Spirit and the time has come. The time has come to prophesy and to dream and to have visions. All of the Holy Scripture has been fulfilled in Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We can stop groaning with eager longing and anticipation because that time is here. And what I know is that the Spirit rarely speaks to me in very clear words that I understand. But I do know that when I am in discernment, one of the things I can do is pray. We talked about that last week, is to spend time in prayer. But not in prayer alone, with two or three others that we know and trust, people of faith, that help us discern. What are our gifts and where are we being called and how will we use our gifts? But I also know just as likely it happens when I hear a lot, read a line in a novel and it just is like a light bulb goes off. Or just a statement in a commercial and I say, that's it. That's it. God speaks to us in so many ways through so many people. And I'm thinking that the time has come that maybe, just maybe, we need to learn how to listen. Amen. On this day of Pentecost, we will renew our baptismal covenant. I invite you to stand as you are able and turn to page 304 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Or for those of you on Zoom, it is in the bulletin that I sent you. Page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship? In the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
Prayers of the people this morning is Form 3, be found on page 387 or in the bulletin. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
And that there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
And may be delivered from your stress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light and compassion shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May you also might share with one another.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. This morning, we especially pray for Chris, Gail, Kimberly J., Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, and their family, Bob R., Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn and Betty, Jerry, Julian Ben, Cheryl, Dean, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, and Muriel. Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pauline, Stephen, the food pantry, our students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Over Bradley, Seth. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. I have just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, we are working towards the village-wide bake white elephant craft sale on Saturday the 4th, Friday the 4th, Saturday the 5th. If you have a canopy and are willing to set it up, we can sure use it. If you're willing to volunteer for a two-hour shift, we sure could use you if you're willing to help us set up a cleanup. And if you'd like to donate baked goods, contact Leah. If you have white elephant or craft things, contact Joan. The vestry is meeting on this Wednesday evening. We're having a special meeting to talk about the changes in the CDC and New York State recommendations and how we might do that in a way that is welcoming and inclusive for all. We certainly don't want to say kids under 12, you have to wear a mask, but we're not going to, or that you have to sit in that section and we're going to sit over here. So pray for us as we discern next steps. You got a pinwheel. If we weren't wearing masks, I would have had us blow them as we talked about the violent wind. Or if there had been a breeze outside, I would have put them along the walkway so we could enjoy them as we came in. But maybe you can use them on the 4th of July or give them to your grandkids. Enjoy the pinwheels. Is there anything from the congregation? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting people of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, and the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from this your creation this bread and this wine. We pray, you gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us teach the nations. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. All are welcome to receive. I invite you to come up the center aisle to purify your hands before you come up. Maintain distance between family groups. When you receive the host, go down the center aisle, and when you are in your seat, please consume it in your seat. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.